This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex, Dawn, I think we should go to lunch, and I have a great idea. Lex, are you in?
I'm in. Let's go.
Me too.
You're in too, Dawn? Great. We're going to go to The Free House. It's going to be my treat, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited because there are three ways that The Free House can serve you. First, we can go inside. And we're going to go inside, you two. We're going to go inside. Or you can order online now from one of their delivery partners. Or, Dawn, if you don't want to hang out with me,
okay,
you can pick it up from the restaurant and take it home. But I would prefer we all eat together.
Let's go inside.
Thank you.
You know what I want to have, Jason? One of those Roto Bird baguettes.
Oh, I love the Roto Bird baguette. Lex, how about a burger or a salad? What sounds good to you?
A salad, and I need a beer.
Oh, wow. Dawn, listen to that. She wants a Free House beer. Mama needs a beer, Lex.
Mama needs a beer. Mama's getting out. Mama's having a Free House beer.
Okay, well, Lex and Dawn and all of you, go to freehousempls.com. You can see the menu. You can order online and everything right there. Again, it's freehousempls.com. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything flow.
Kiss my grits!
Thank you, Flo.
Thanks, Flo.
Thank you. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and our good friend, Kenneth Mattel, better known as Kenny. It is Wednesday, December 21st, 2020.
December 21st.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's October. Yeah. October. I'm sorry. I looked out the window, and I was confused.
Whoa.
So, and speaking of that.
Haven't even had Halloween yet.
Yeah, we haven't. And we would be, maybe I would be less confused. You know, we used to have Ken Barlow up here doing weather, and then B. Arthur hates us, so cut our money, and we can't afford a weather person. So, Lex, you know, what we haven't done lately is, because I think the weather is the big story, Dawn, can you fire up the satellite to Germany, please? Lex and I made friends with a German meteorologist, 10 years ago, Lex?
About
10 years ago.
It's been a while.
Let's fire her up. I have her on the line. Dawn, go ahead and put up the satellite.
Sure.
Here we go. What's the weather going to be like?
Guten Morgen. Der Herbst hält jetzt langsam, aber sicher Einzug. Das war aber auch nicht schlecht. Also unser Spätsommer. Entschuldigung, sieht jetzt langsam aus. Und dieses Biskaya-Tier. Entschuldigung, es ist ein bisschen früh am Morgen. Also dieses Biskaya-Tief hier brachte kräftige Gewitter.
Okay, Dawn, tell her we'll touch base with her a little bit later when she gets more control.
Compose yourself.
Compose yourself a little bit later.
Yeah, Gerda, yeah. See an insect, a spider.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our oldest sound effects on the show. One of the oldest. That one
it is.
And this one.
Could be a crackhead.
Yeah, that one.
Could be.
That's right. And then our third, the trifecta, our three oldest sound bites.
Honey badger don't care.
There we go.
Oh, the honey badger.
Yep. Been with us since the very beginning. So, Kenneth Mattel, how are the roads?
Sir.
How are people behaving on the roads, I should ask?
I'm very happy because I have a lot to talk about. However, when I'm happy, commuters unhappy. So there are some random slippery spots around, bridge decks, loops, turns, corners. And people are, you know, I hate to be a Dawn, but she's right. Slow it down.
Slow it down.
Mm-hmm. Put the phone down. You know, you guys know I don't like preaching at drivers. I'm kind of a live and let live guy. But come on, man. You're not driving like champions here.
Nope.
No.
Mind the gap. Slow it down. Be careful, et cetera, et cetera.
Get there safe. Yeah. We'll be here. We're here to entertain you. So you're going to have you're going to have an enjoyable drive, or at least we're sure going to try. So we're going to attempt, and that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about, I said it feels like December 21st. Speaking of the Christmas season. So the Minnesota State Fair, they're really they are really recalibrating this year because obviously we didn't have a fair, so they did the drive-through food thing twice.
Yeah, the food and now, parade.
Yeah, and now they announced, did you guys see this yesterday in the paper? They announced yesterday they're going to do a drive-through holiday lights display.
I love this. It's genius. Called,
yeah, the Great Minnesota Holiday Get-Together will feature more than 1 million lights, icicles, and art installations. It's
love
a
four, it.
40 minutes, everybody. $46 per car, and it goes on sale tomorrow. And the event runs November through January 3rd.
What are you laughing at, Kenny?
Yeah, what
no
are you
food,
laughing at?
No food.
I'm not paying $46 to drive through there. But, Lex, I heard there will be food. Jason,
oh,
what's the article
be.
Say? I have not read the article. I've only heard it recited.
I was just saying that doesn't include food in the price.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like you get a cheese curd.
Oh,
yeah. Here, open your mouth. We're going to toss
they
in
throw
cheese
it
curds.
At you.
Hot. Yeah, it doesn't say, let me see here. It doesn't say anything about food, friends. Doesn't say anything about food. No. But they have theme nights. That's fun. They have like country night. They have Prince night, ooh. Thanksgiving night, gay night.
Gay night.
Ooh, I'm nice. Kidding. They don't have that. They have Latinx night. Let me see here. Let me give you some more here. They have a Hanukkah yes. Hanukkah night.
Oh, tractor night.
Let me see. Ooh. Let me see here. No, they don't have tractor. No tractor night, Kenny. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, but there's
but
Lex, here we go.
Yeah.
There will be a disco party, it says.
Ooh, I love that. Man,
and
that's the night I'm going.
And an opportunity, here we go, an opportunity to purchase a selection of state fair food favorites.
There it is. Yes.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There it is right there.
You just pack your car. What, you can have five people? Right? Something like that?
Something like that.
That's pretty good. It's less than 10 bucks
gonna
each.
Be, because of the fair food, is it going to be a freaking frenzy like it was for the state fair food drive-in that I didn't get
tickets to? That's what they should call it, Dawn.
Freaking frenzy.
That's what they should call it. Yeah, freaking frenzy.
Yeah. Didn't get any tickets.
Frickin
none of us
frenzy.
Did.
No. I think so, Dawn. I think this is going to go quick, too.
It's going to be on sale, and then it's
there's
like,
more days.
Oh, you're on a waiting list. Uh-oh, you didn't
bye.
Get
bye. Mm-hmm. Sorry that you can't jingle your bell. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Sorry about that.
I'll jingle whatever.
I'll jingle. Whoa. I will. I'll jingle whatever. Whatever they need me to jingle, I'll jingle.
Well, and it's running more days, too, so that's good.
Yeah. I'll jingle and jingle.
January 3rd.
What kind
of guys, do you ever do any of those limo rides where you just ride around town and look at the lights? Have you ever done that?
No.
No, high roller, we haven't.
I want to. Yeah. How do we get, how do we do that?
You want to do that, really, Lex?
No. I mean, I can imagine with the kids and stuff, you know, you put them in there, something to look at and do.
Well, now that's not a bad idea. Put the kids in the limo and then send them away.
Yeah.
So you have the house to yourself for an hour.
Yeah. Wait, have you done it, Kenny? Is it?
No, hell no. I'm not about to do anything that dumb.
Have you met him?
No, that's why I was surprised. I thought, wow. That's a surprising thing for you, Kenny.
It's Kenneth Mattel we're talking about.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, guys. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, brought to you by Southern Lights and Dr. Lisa of Wyzetta Cosmetic Surgery and Spa. My Talk has put together a wonderful list of resources to raise awareness. And all you have to do is type in keyword awareness at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Dawn McClain watched a really powerful documentary, disturbing documentary, I think you could say, too. I did as well. Oh, yeah. And everybody's talking about it. We'll tell you about it when we return. Oh, I hate this song. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis. I'm kidding. I overheard what you just said, Kenny. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Kenny loves Dido.
Kenny, I'm with you. Same.
I do too. I do. I'm kidding.
My heart with warmth. I love it.
Oh,
which is rare. It's a that's a rare condition for Kenny. So
I hate everything. I'm like I know. Mikey. I don't like anything. But I love
Mikey.
Yeah, there's an old reference for
it. It's a very old.
I get it. We get it.
Mikey tries everything, doesn't he?
Mikey, he likes it. He likes it. Mikey likes it. It's life cereal, everybody. I don't know why I'm talking in that high register, but hey, you know, it's what is it?
Yeah.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Regular, cinnamon, and Raisin Life.
That's right. Raisin Life. That's disgusting. Ugh. That's gross. Ugh.
Raisin Life? I've never heard of that. I'd like
to try it. Well, that was from the 70s.
It's Raisin Bran, right?
No, it's Raisin Life.
Oh, life with the I see.
Life with raisins.
Hashtag
that sounds
life.
That sounds good. That sounds delicious.
No.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I agree. Is the raisin? Is it a whole raisin inside? Like a little pocket of a raisin, or is it like raisin flavor?
Either.
I'm hoping it's a raisin.
Yeah, raisin bits.
Yeah.
Either scenario sounds unbelievably disgusting to me. So
I have to talk to my talkers a second. My
go
talkers,
ahead, Kenny, please.
If you're on Highway 62 between 494 and 169, back it down. I'm serious. That stretch, we've had a number of wrecks on. We've got a rollover right at Shady Oak right now. It's just really ugly down in that southwest corner, basically the 494, 169 area down in Eden Prairie. Yeah, we have Eden Prairie problems, let's face it. So just be careful. Watch yourself on the loops, the ramps, and especially the overpasses. That's all.
Be
just
careful.
Just go home. Just turn around.
Yeah. Tell Lex said to go home. Yeah. Tell your boss, Alexis, that Radio Girl said to go home. Don, what are you watching? I know what you're watching, but and I watched it too. My, oh, my.
Oh, ooh, yeah. My, so oh my. First MC watched it, and he's like, oh, my gosh, you have to watch this. On Netflix, and it's called American Murder, The Home Next Door. And it's a case that we probably all know about. It happened last year. It happened in Colorado. Shanann Watts and her two young daughters went missing. And so this story went worldwide because her husband, Chris Watts, he seemed very convincing that, you know, she came home from a business trip. He left for work early in the morning, and then her friend couldn't get a hold of her all morning. And she happened to be pregnant and had a doctor's appointment that she missed. Didn't hear from her. And so I do have a little bit of the trailer so you can maybe be reminded of this case and of this show.
Hey, guys. My name is Shanann. I just want you to know a little bit of my story. I went through one of the darkest times of my life, and then I met Chris. And he's the best thing that has ever happened to me.
So how you doing, Chris? There was no note or anything?
No. I don't know what to do right now.
I've done everything in my heart to make my family's life better.
Don't eat turtle! I got turtle!
I think about, like, did I cause this? Did I make her feel like she needs to leave?
So she disappears, and the thing that's extraordinary about it, it's an hour and 20 minutes, is that there's not one interview in the documentary. It is all footage from body cams from the police and from her Facebook Live, and the family released all the conversations from her cell phone back and forth with her husband. So not one time is there a talking head or a person being interviewed where it's just a static. They're talking about what happened and what they thought. You see it in real time because it's all on body cam. So you see him run up to the cops while they're there waiting at the house. The friend is there trying to find her. And he, you know, you see his real reactions about how he's acting and how he is like, I don't know where she is. And they're going through the house together. They go to a neighbor's house and they pull the footage of his Ring camera to see what they can see, you know, maybe of something that happened outside the house. And after the husband leaves the room, the neighbor even says,
to the cop, which it's all caught on body camera that's in this, like, he's acting weird. This guy never talks. He's being fidgety. He's being strange. Something's up. And the cop's like, well, we don't know where she is and the kids, so you don't know how you would react. Don't jump to conclusions. But, you know, if you know the case, you know that it's just, it's crazy. Did you like the way it was filmed?
Oh, Dawn, I loved it.
Very compelling.
Very, because of all of the footage they have, it is, please don't take this the wrong way, it basically plays out like a movie, but a real movie, because they have, and she was such a poster on social media. She was a avid user of Facebook and her accounts.
Her Facebook Live all the time, so you have all of that.
You have her voice. I mean, you have her speaking to you as a viewer, and then obviously, as Dawn pointed out, all of the, you know, the police interviews, and then you have the neighbors, and then the body cam, and then you have the interviews of the neighbors as the police are going out looking for her. It's hauntingly compelling.
It
hauntingly
really is.
Compelling.
Was there some resolve to the story?
Oh yeah.
And is it one just documentary, or is it a series?
No, it's just one documentary. Okay. It's like an hour and 20 minutes, I think. So, okay. But it doesn't feel like it. It just goes, and you're like, okay. You know, if you don't remember the story, I don't want to say what happened, but it's not, you know, it's just, I hate to say it's so good, because it's a real family and something that really happened to them. But I would check that out as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen it. So
yeah.
The confessional, the police confessional videos are just, you really, you know, you see it on Law and Order, you see it on all these crime shows, but I couldn't turn away when they were trying to interview the husband and then there's a moment you see the detectives, they probably knew way before then, but there's a moment in these interviews where you see the detectives realizing something nefarious is going on, and things are not as described, and then their change of course in the interviewing, fascinating.
Yeah.
how they talk, right, Dawn? How they talk to the husband, and how they talk to, and we're not going to reveal, how they talk to other players in this drama. Their whole, you see them strategically shift. And I was like, wow, this is interesting.
The woman I don't know if she's a detective, but she does the polygraph test. What she says is just so, I mean, I wouldn't, this woman is really good at her job. She's like, okay, well, thank you for agreeing to do this. And what's weird about this is that right now, one, it's just her and this person she's giving the polygraph test to. She goes, in this room right now, one person knows the truth. And what's so cool is that in 5 minutes, both of us will know.
Wow.
And then after, you know, she's like talking to this person about, like, well, you know, so obviously this happened and we know you're lying and, you know, so you're lying. Why would you take the test when you know, it's just like her way of talking to this person is just, wow. I mean, the person didn't even have to really admit anything.
No. Nope.
You know, they really didn't. But
her body,
boy,
she tells a story.
It's all about her. I mean, in the way that she pretty much said, come on, man, you know?
Yep.
So I'd check it out as soon as you can. American Murder.
Oh.
Yeah. The Family Next Door on Netflix, everyone. So
I'm watching a big crash happen as we speak.
Oh no.
Eastbound 62 at Shady Oak, back at way down. I just saw one crash. Just, oh my God, there's a semi. Jesus.
No.
Go to break.
Let's go to break.
62 at Shady Oak. Go way slow. Oh God, this guy's going to hit him. Go to break.
Okay.
Go to break.
We're going to go to break. Kenny will have the latest coming up in just a little bit. Stay right there, everyone.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Sabrina, Kelly, and Chris. Yes, Charlie's Angels.
Beautiful doll.
He's Charlie's Angels adventure van. Matching headquarters on wheels, a really neat van.
With the sides up, the top can be a sun deck or a lookout.
A really neat van.
And in the hidden compartment, you can keep a camera, binoculars, and earphones you can plug in.
Angel, this is Charlie. You've got to catch some bank robbers.
Charlie's Angels Adventure Van, new from Hasbro. Charlie's Angels dolls each sold separately.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Wow.
That was a lot to unpack.
Did they say plug-in binoculars? Chris.
plug-in headphones, Lex. So you can go on Charlie's Angels Adventures.
Oh, right. Bring your binoculars. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea. Wait till you see what I unearthed in the next commercial break.
No.
Ooh.
And it's dedicated to Kenny. Let's just say that. Let me rephrase that. It is actually dedicated to Angel Toro. Angel Toro.
Okay.
It's coming up next, and it is a find. It is hysterical, and it's coming up. Meanwhile, welcome back.
We love those old toys.
Yes, we do. Well, it is an old toy and one I've never seen a commercial for. I was laughing in the break. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Charlie's Angels. Get ready to laugh. Get ready to howl at the moon, because it's time for...
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather...
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay. Here we go. Got to pull up my $4 Would You Rather app. It's well worth it.
Which we
well.
Get questions about all the time.
Yeah.
It's the one with the blue and the red.
Yeah.
In the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Okay, thought-provoking one. That's where we're going to start today. Would you rather have unlimited respect or unlimited power? Power.
Ooh.
Power.
Respect or power? Respect.
Power.
Respect.
I'll go with power because you could do a lot of good.
Yeah.
And then therefore...
You just demand respect.
Earn people's respect.
You would earn people's respect by the good that you do via your power.
But with respect comes power.
Not necessarily.
Ding, ding.
No, not necessarily.
you two are so downtrodden.
Yeah.
We are. We're vain and down. Right, Dawn? Those are the two, for this game.
Absolutely. I'm a realist. Come on.
Yeah. Would you rather eat a worm straight from the ground or snatch a fly out of the air and eat it alive?
No!
Oh, that takes mad skills.
I don't want to snatch a fly.
Mr. Miyagi,
that's
disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, flies are so dirty, they creep me out. I'll eat a worm.
Yeah, that's easy. I'll slurp down a worm.
Yeah.
I do both, but I'm going for the fly.
Oh, what? Who are you?
I mean, that's not that I take joy in that, but I don't find either of them that bad.
I think
it'd be harder to catch the fly. So, let's do the fly.
Oh,
you are messed up, girl.
You are just, you need help.
Haven't we all eaten a worm or two?
No. What are you? No.
Okay.
Who are you, my mother-in-law, who eats dirt, who ate dirt as a kid? No.
I've done that, too.
I'm doing the fly, because it's small, and you'd barely taste it.
And yeah, one crunch, boom.
Your bodily acids would kill all the bacteria.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Yeah.
I'm with Kenny. Let's have a worm.
Okay, you guys have... You lady and the tramp that right up, you two. Okay, here we go.
No way.
Yeah.
Ew.
Would you rather be severely haunted by a ghost or be tortured by an alien?
Oh, alien life. Yes, bring on the aliens.
Oh, I'll just do the haunting. I don't want to be tortured.
Yeah, I don't want to be probed.
No.
I don't want E.T. sticking anything in me.
Plus, can you communicate? I mean,
We'll find a way.
Oh, oh, she's already done it. She's done it to people because she's an alien. We'll find a way. She said we. Like it was her group of aliens.
Yeah, no. I'm doing the ghost.
I would hope my ghost would protect me from Lexi's aliens.
There you go.
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather have a 15-minute walk to work in a rainstorm every day?
Ooh.
Or a 45-minute car ride in stop-and-go traffic.
You know, 45 minutes, car, coffee, Jason and Alexis
podcast,
on the radio.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, generally I'd pick that, but it's a 15-minute walk. You don't have to worry about any traffic.
Yeah.
You just pop up an umbrella. Do you have your earbuds in?
Cold rain, wind blowing on you.
That's true.
It's coming in sideways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason doesn't like to be wet.
Yeah.
I don't do
well
with that.
What about moist, Jason?
Yes, he has. I do not like being moist or wet. No. Then Dawn is right. She has witnessed.
It started to sprinkle and they ran in there and they're like, we're buying you this $20 poncho.
Yep.
Here, you can keep it forever. We can't get wet.
Well, yes.
And then Colin's hair started to curl up and it was like, oh.
We're made of sugar. We melt in the rain.
Yeah. Yes.
Gays are made of sugar. We melt.
Remember those ladies that had plastic bags on their heads?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
Would you rather? Lex, this one's dedicated to you.
Okay.
Marry through an arranged marriage at age 13 or never marry at all your entire life?
Oh, never marry.
Right.
I wasn't ready even in my 20s to get married, let alone 13.
I'm doing that right now. Never marry.
There you go.
Why is that so bad?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'll never marry. Yeah, I'll do that. Can't do that. Oh, okay. This is just fun. Would you rather have a house with trampoline floors?
Yes.
Or have a house with aquarium floors.
Oh, God.
I wonder what Dawn will pick.
Get out of here.
And what? Jason being wet all the time.
Yeah. Dawn, I'm going to mark you down for the trampoline. Am I right on that one?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Although
Kenny?
That would be annoying after a while. Maybe you just want to take a normal step, but it's fine. Definitely trampoline.
I want both, but if I have to choose one, I'll go with aquarium.
Yeah, that sounds great. Oh, absolutely trampoline.
Oh, I am, because you'll get your workout.
Oh,
you don't need
to.
Yeah.
But I mean, just going to the bathroom at night, you know, it's 1 a.m, you got drooling on your pillow, you got to get up and go to the bathroom and bounce
light
over
step.
There.
You light
and then,
step, yeah.
How do you hold still when you're going to the bathroom, Jason? You're bouncing up and down, you got pee going all over like when you drop a fire hose and it goes everywhere.
This is how you get there. You roll and then a wide stance.
Right.
That's exactly what I had to do when I lost my virginity on a waterbed.
Oh, whoa, wide stance.
Roll, wide stance. Roll, wide stance. Roll, wide stance.
Roll to the right corner, wide stance.
Roll right there.
Roll to the right corner.
Don't move, Bernice. The tide's coming in.
Jumping around. What am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing?
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
Fantastic.
coming up on 7:40. Why, Kitty? What?
We had some guy in the airport about 5-10 years ago who had a wide stance, didn't he?
I think so.
Oh, was it, oh, yes. Tapping on the bathroom floor?
Tapping on the bathroom floor, yeah.
Yeah, some politician or something.
Yeah, yeah,
he was like, remember. Senator.
Some, yeah. Some Senator Tubin, Murphy Purvey. Right? Yeah.
I think
he did a tubing, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in denial, too, if I remember.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. When we come back, why are stars defending Chris Pratt? You'll find out when we come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Kid, that's the name. Kid, they may look insane. Kid, if Fox the game is Kid.
This is Kiss, each sold separately. And you can put them in any crazy pose you want.
Kid, that's the name. Kid, they may look insane. Kid, if Fox the game is Kid.
Kiss, each 12.5-inch figure sold separately. By Mego.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right. This Christmas, get your kids the Kiss dolls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
Are big time. Yeah, if you have one in really good shape still, very nice. Those Migos, you know, kids really played hard with those, and they're, you know, had soft bodies and stuff. So,
oh, you know about those. Actually good, you know about the Kiss dolls.
Yes, I do. Oh. Yes, we've had a few, sold a few.
Of course you. Why did I even doubt you? Of course you guys have. Yeah, those are from 1979, the Kiss dolls by Mego. So Mego was a brand, Lex, or a type of doll?
It's a brand. Yep. Oh, okay. And a lot of their dolls in the beginning started out as like soft body dolls. So, and you know, kids really, you know, they weren't keeping stuff in boxes.
No.
Like a lot of kids now, you played with your toys.
Yeah.
So if any of them have ever, you know, have stuck around and still in pretty good shape, that's very nice.
Mm. The more you know, shooting star. I love that.
Uh-huh. And then they went into harder toys, and you know, so they changed a lot. But the classic Mego is yeah, like a smaller figure.
Because I want to hear Paul Stanley go, Houston!
That would have been cool. Been awesome. Tongue out and all.
Oh my goodness. Coming up a little bit, Dawn wants to know why one of my favorite new shows on Netflix is canceled. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Lex, why are people feeling the need to defend Chris Pratt?
Okay, well, Dawn told us about this yesterday, where a writer, Amy Berg, she innocently tweeted out pictures of Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Evans, and said one has to go. And overwhelmingly, people said Chris Pratt needs to go.
Oh, right.
He's the worst Chris for a bunch of different reasons. You know, lots of political stuff and his religion and all of this. So,
So they're serious.
Oh, yeah.
They're
so we're serious about
fun
it.
Fun with it.
Well, oh. and that's what we were doing when we were picking our Chrises. We were just like, you know, it's just kind of like the Mary Dater dump. You know, there's someone you got to dump someone.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, specifically, and of course his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger, all three of them came out publicly tweeting that, you know, he's a great guy, and, you know, you don't need to worry about, you know, which Chris, defending him. And then, of course, that has had some backlash now because people in the galaxy, or the, not the galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy world, Brie Larson, she faced a lot of like sexist remarks after she was cast. There's been a lot of homophobia and racist comments for other people in saying, well, why would you come up? Why would you defend him when you never defended them?
Mm-hmm.
So there's been some backlash defending the Chris Pratt. That is kind of a tough thing. As a friend of his, do you say something publicly if you are a well-known entity too and you know, have some following? Or do you just kind of let it die out because it's really not that big of a deal? What do you do? Unless he's calling and whining about it. I don't know.
If you're a star on the level of Chris Pratt, don't you just kind of move on? You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Because then it will just die. You're giving it energy. You're fueling the fire.
Yeah, right. And I feel weird saying that because I'm a sensitive dude and I let things get to me. But when you're Chris Pratt, don't you have your, you know, don't you just move on? I mean, You're fighting velociraptors, dude. I don't know. That's just...
Yeah, you got it made.
They're not even there.
Yeah, you're fighting green screen velociraptors.
Yeah. No.
I feel bad because I'm gonna add a little bit. I used to like him, but I don't anymore, and I can't put my finger on why. I don't know why. He creeps me out a little bit.
And really?
I don't know. I don't like him anymore. I used to like him. I don't like him anymore.
I'm with you, Jace, but
really?
I can't really
figure out why.
I
know, me too. I don't know why I got so excited about that. I don't know
because
why.
Because he's in a loving relationship. He's got a new baby. You know, he seems to be a really funny guy.
Yeah, he seems to get along with his ex, which is very nice to see.
Oh, yeah, Anna Faris.
Yeah, that divorce doesn't seem to be, reeking of immaturity. But there's just something about him that he gives me the quivers, and not in a good way.
Quivers.
Yeah, I'm not the Robin quivers.
Not the Robin quivers. Not the Robin quivers. I love you, Robin. Baba Booey. Yeah, no. It just gives me right, Lex? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but we don't need to figure it out here. There's bigger things. There's bigger things.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Like Kenny being very, very busy today with the roads.
I'm sitting here looking at, the ramps, the multiple ramps from Hennepin and Lindale that run on to eastbound 94. We've got them coming from the north and the south side of Hennepin and from the north and the south side of Lindale. They all converge onto one ramp and hit eastbound 94. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got crashes everywhere. You guys are you're driving like dum-dums today, man. This is a traffic reporter's dream. I don't have to do anything. The problem is you've got so much speed that somebody's going to get hurt. And that takes all the fun out of it. So you got to just take it easy, man.
Yeah.
Both hands on the wheel. Don't trust corners. Don't trust the overpasses. No sudden movements. Stay off the... Ease into the throttle. Put your big toe on the throttle. Use that. Ease into the throttle. Ease into the brake.
Oh.
Coast. Stop with all these sudden movements, you goobers. Jeez, this is a disaster.
It's like they've never driven in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah,
The first snowfall is always like this, though.
Well, we used to say that, Lex, but this, don't worry, this will happen all the way through the end of April.
Yeah.
You know, it's a time for April. A traffic reporter to shine.
Because that's true. Yeah, we'll see sun next May.
Yep.
Hey guys, Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting. Follow along October 26th through Friday, October 30th. We're doing it for some great charities. You can see all of them on our website at mytalk1071.com. We'll be back with best of birthday pranks right after this.